mediocre males. Women's sports is up for grabs. It's time to live your dream. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Who was down there filming, and the boy said, "You're an adult." He said, would you want boys to be in the bathroom with your daughter?" And Adam said, "No, I wouldn't like that." And the boy said, "Okay, every adult that I've talked to says the same thing. Every single adult says, I don't want boys in the girls' bathroom. I don't want girls in the boys' bathroom." And the boy said, "Then why is it allowed?"
I'm fed up, and I know everyone else here is probably fed up with the whole animal thing too. And it's just making it very unsafe. And honestly, furries are a very sexual thing, and that's not okay to be bringing into a middle school. They're wearing tail butt plugs, and it's awful. It's really bad. So we needed to fix the problem, and this is the only way we can do it because our school's not enforcing the dress code.
Oh my gosh.
What is it that they're doing to you guys? What is it? They're scratching you guys?
Yeah, they scratch us, bark us, bite us, spray us with things, and when we have any altercation, the teachers can't do anything. If they speak up, they'll get fired.
Back here with you. Last hour. I played that in the first hour, too. And there's a reason, because it's infuriating that, like, the adults in the room don't stand up for anything, and everyone's afraid of losing their cushy job and cushy house and cushy cars and cushy everything. And you know, get a backbone. Tired of it. Get a backbone. We're so not sacrificial on anything. The only people I see sacrifice are the whistleblowers that end up dead. Right?
Yeah.
And there's plenty of them, but where's everyone else? Where's the silent majority, and why are they silent? It's infuriating. 888-673-1450. Of course you can call up on this. Just, I don't know what happened to us.
It's amazing.
Comfort? I think comfort happened to us. I think we just don't want to be the person that rocks the boat, right?
No, that's it. Yeah. We're selfish. We're self-centered. Yep. We only care about our wants and desires,
yep.
And we don't care what happens even to our own children.
I know. You know, we rock the boat. We get censored. Politicians hate us. Why do you think they hate us? Because we talk about what they're actually doing. We expose them for what they're doing. And you know what? I'm not afraid of them. We're not afraid of them. Who cares? And we have to take that stance in everything. Don't be so afraid to stand up. Yeah,
I'm not really afraid, but I am preparing myself by when I'm at home, I stay in a little closet most of the day so that when I'm in prison, I'll be comfortable with it.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, it's so bad. It's so bad. And it is. That's a school district in, if you're just joining us, that's a school district called Nebo School District in Utah. And it's getting national attention right now because the middle schoolers are getting bitten, barked at, scratched, sprayed in the eyes with Febreze and Axe, and told that they can't do anything about it. That the kitty cats in school that think they're kitty cats because they're delusional, what they're really, you know, can get away with this and you can't do anything about it. But here's what they're telling the kids, though, Uncle Milty. They're telling the kids that their rights are less important than the delusional kids.
Yeah.
That's the message that they're sending the kids.
This hasn't really been talked about, but the spraying of the Febreze and the Axe, what do we talk about when it comes to our pets getting spayed and neutered so they don't spray? You know, there's a meaning to that.
Okay. I think we get that.
Yeah,
yes.
Okay.
Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I'm a little curious to know what if we call animal control. I mean, if you get a
I call
wild
animal
dog
control.
Or a wild cat or something like that scratching people, I mean, you call animal control, right?
I love it. Yes. Why aren't they?
Yeah, I'm just curious, and then let the law get involved and see where they go with it.
I love it. Thank you for your call. I love it.
We could also force them to take a rabies test.
That would not be a bad thing. Hi, caller. I know. I'm trying to get there. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, Kate. You know, if those kids want to be treated like dogs, they should, the teachers and the other kids should, like, spray them like the mailmen do. They spray dogs.
hose them down?
Really get into it, you know?
I like it. Thank you. Really appreciate the call. I love it. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, hi, Kate. I just wanted to say that we are inculcated from a very young age, Christians, to treat others the way you wanted to be treated.
Mm-hmm.
And then add to that the school, the government schools, hammer in, be fair, be fair, be fair.
Yeah.
And when I got out of school, it was the shock of my life when I found out there was nothing fair about it.
Amen. You're right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, thank you.
So right.
Thank you. The other thing I wanted to say was that the globalists are acting on natural law.
Mm-hmm.
And they, survival of the fittest is how they see it. And they believe because they have more money, they have a right to do what they want.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so that's how I see it, and that's what they're doing. And the people in school have been inculcated to treat others the way you want to be treated, so they don't want to hurt anybody's feelings.
Mm-hmm.
That they're operating on that stable datum.
Right.
And they don't realize that that datum is there and that that's their operating platform.
And that part of those feelings that we're talking about are kids that have a delusion that they're an animal. They're not dressing like their favorite pop star. Give me a break. Because if the other kids do that and dress like Miley Cyrus and wear a crop top, they get in trouble. Okay. So it's not about admiring something and you're going to wear a piece of something that reminds you of the person. There's a mental delusion going on that the kids think that they're kitty cats, and they're letting the kids attack the other kids. And that's okay, but they're not allowing the students to fight back, or they're not allowing the students to say anything about it. So it's so funny that you're right. They teach feelings and fairness, yet they're allowing these students to get in the faces of these other students and spray them in the eyes and stuff. Isn't that wild?
It's incredible. And that's an example of penalizing upstats to benefit downstats.
Yep.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
The end of that is more downstats. It becomes a downward spiral. And that's what we're in, right? We're in a downward spiral because
the upstats,
we're all being penalized to benefit these people who are downstats.
Let me ask you a question. When you went to middle school, okay? It's years ago, yeah. Right? I'm just kidding. It's millennia ago. I'm just teasing.
I'm 66. It was a long time ago.
Time ago. You can barely remember it. No, I'm kidding.
No, I remember it.
You remember it. I know. So if you went to school with ears on and with a tail, I won't say where the tail is because the girl did it adequately in the promo coming in. But if you did that, what would they have done to you at middle? What would the principal and the teachers have done to you in middle school? I'm just curious.
The principal and teachers would have thought I was crazy, but the group would have teased me and made it such that I wouldn't want to do it.
Yeah.
It wouldn't have been allowed.
Right. And that's to a certain extent, right? Because the crowd can kind of keep people in check a little bit if they're going a little delusional, right?
Yeah.
It
used to be that way, but today it's become everybody's allowed to do whatever they want, regardless of the sanity of it.
Yeah.
Yep.
You're right.
And so I think we're kind of off a cliff. Mm. And I think the globalists. Dr. Pesta said the other day that he didn't think that they were subliminally coming at us the way they used to. And I would disagree with that. I think there's a tremendous amount of subliminal manipulation going on.
Yeah.
In the games, the commercials, and the show, everywhere.
Yeah.
It's like you're constantly being hit with things you don't realize.
Yeah. Kind of like what I said earlier in the last hour is that all the conservative talk show hosts, like myself, right, they're going to be out there telling you today that it's the Democrats' fault on everything today. And this is not the Democrats' fault. This is just us. It's our, as a people, it's our fault that this is going on. We're not taking a stand.
I agree with you. Completely, and I just want to say one last thing.
Mm-hmm.
We give the globalists have taken control of the narrative. So it's not Democrats; they're communist Democrats.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's not progressives; it's communist progressives.
Mm-hmm.
It's not liberals; it's communist liberals.
Yeah.
And the word communist needs to be put there, and then people need to be reminded that they killed between 120 and 200 million people in the last century.
And it's not conservatives, it's communist conservatives.
Yeah.
We're not getting that message right now from talk show hosts around the country. We'll say it because it's truth, because it's both sides that are doing all of this to us.
You're right, Kate, and we love you for the truth that you espouse.
Thank you. You're so kind. Thank you so much for calling in. Great, great common sense. Really appreciate it. That was awesome.
Yeah. When I was in junior high and high school, if you started going off the path
right.
that most of us were on, your peers were unmerciful against you. I mean,
yes.
In my day, the kids that decided to try pot were ostracized from the rest of us. We didn't want to be involved in it. It was a very small number of people that actually said, I'm going to smoke some pot.
Right. And yeah, in my day, it was the goth kids. If you came to school looking like a Skeletor, if you came to school looking with all black and white everything and piercings everywhere, you were in a little group on the side of the hill, because I had an outdoor campus in California. You were like this group nobody wanted to associate with because you were just a weirdo. And they got weirder and weirder and weirder to get attention. But they were just the little outcast group.
When I was in high school, there were two groups. Uh-huh. I grew up in Huntington Beach.
Uh-huh.
There were two groups, lowriders and surfers. That was as strange as it got.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Though?
I mean, I look back too, and I was in the 80s in high school, and it was a weird time. But you know, if you dressed anything, like if you tried to dress like Billy Idol or Madonna, they'd send you home.
Yeah.
Okay. So when the school district in this Utah town, and this is Nebo School District, pathetic Nebo School District, when they came out and said, well, it's like dressing like your favorite pop star.
Yeah.
No, they're not allowed to. They have dress codes, but not for people that are delusional. Not for furries. I mean, when did this start going on? Why did we not stand for this? We should be on the corner every day. What happened to us as a people? Are we so that married to our comfort that we can't take a stand? And you know what's funny is when you do, you actually win a lot. You don't lose a lot. And I found that out through being fired. I've been censored. I'm censored right now.
The caller made another point about the globalists think that their wealth protects them.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to come a day when they find out that 300 million upset people, their money is not going to protect them from those 300 million people.
And you know what you get to win? Character and a backbone. And guess what, folks? I think it's worth it. Go take a stand and get your backbone back. Feel like a man again. Feel like a true woman again. Get your character back. Get your American back. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com. I'm speaking up in Salt Lake tomorrow and Saturday and Salt Lake City, Utah, and you can come hear me speak. The information's on the Facebook page, Kate Daly Radio Facebook page. Uncle Milty, how are you?
Good.
please text Birch Gold 989898. Text my name, Kate. Get some information that will really help you. It's free. So can't be better than that. Solidify with gold, just like Ron Paul's telling you, and he's telling you about the same company. He's saying Birch Gold is amazing, and they are. Get your gold from them and your silver. And right now, while you've got the opportunity, I don't know how long that's going to be, actually, that you can solidify with gold your IRA, your savings, your everything that you've got hanging out there. So text Birch Gold just for the free information. That's all you're doing. Text them 989898 and text them my name, Kate, K-A-T-E, okay? Highly, highly recommend that. I love all the callers, don't you?
Yeah.
You're voicing everything I'm thinking, and I love that. And it's really, we live in a time that's very frustrating. And the only reason that we're in this, and I hate to say it because it really ticks people off, but it's because we weren't vocal enough, we didn't do enough, we didn't say enough. And there's too many people out there censoring people, and there's too many people shaming people for saying the truth. There's too many, accomplices to what's going on for their own gain. It's the truth. You gain something to do it. In order to censor somebody, you got to have something that you're getting, a favor, some sort of gain, or you wouldn't do it. So when you engage in censorship, when you shame people on social media, when you say, oh, that person's a conspiracy theorist, when you tell people that they should be quiet for the greater good and let the furries and let the boys and girls bathrooms and do all of this because it's nice because you don't want to upset anybody, we're to blame.
I like to ask people when they mention the greater good. I like to say, well, who is it you believe knows what is for the greater good?
And who's the greater good?
Yeah, I mean, who can actually determine that?
And is the greater good the delusional? Because it's kind of going there.
Yeah.
The greater good is the delusional. And then the people with the common sense and the logic are over here.
Yeah.
Right?
Let's not use the term normal people.
No, let's do. Let's do use the term normal, okay? Because I'm getting real tired
because
of this crap.
Because there is normal and there is abnormal.
Yep.
Those words mean something.
Yep.
They're defined. And a person who thinks they're a kitty is abnormal.
I've lost a lot of respect for people this year and last year. It's been really, really hard, really tough, because you see people caving. You see people that think that they're on this side and that that this is what's right, and it's not. And you can't imagine how many people would turn you in, would call on a red flag law on you, would absolutely be there for the wrong reason to do something to you and your family, or shame you, whatever the case may be.
And all it will take for that to really become prevalent is for the government to offer rewards.
Yeah.
Does your neighbor water their lawn too much?
Yeah.
The city will pay you $250 if you turn them in.
The city will give you money for a building. If they can be in on your project and compromise your Liberty project, things like that, you know. I've seen that happen. So it is amazing to me how many people will take the bait. And as long as we take the bait, it makes what they're doing okay, I guess, right? Because we're taking the bait, and it's you and I, it's neighbors, it's us doing it. Caller, 30 seconds, go for it, sorry.
What I see happening here is, you know, the pendulum is swinging in that direction. And when it goes back, when this pendulum swings back, it's going to be bad.
Ooh,
I mean, these people are not going to have any idea what hit them.
Amen, brother. Yep. Thank you. Yep, exactly right. Exactly right, because we all have to live in this world that we're creating. And as long as it's neighbor against, you know, neighbor, and as long as you're fearing the very people that you thought you could trust, and those parents aren't going to stand, and those teachers aren't standing, and those principals aren't standing, we're in trouble. Be right back. Kate Daly Show. Hey, everybody. As we enter into 2024, this is really important. The banking crisis, which is kind of remaining kind of quiet, except for smaller banks are failing as more centralized banking even happens at these levels right now that we're seeing. That's why we saw some of the bank closures last year. As this enters stage two, this is really, really important. Investors are relaxed right now because they think the banking crisis is over, but it's really a big mistake. History shows that major financial crises unfold in stages and have a quiet period between the initial stage and the critical stage when it's too late to do anything. The next forecast that's coming, the more acute stage two of the banking crisis, is coming after a quiet period, right? We know this. It's coming. Birch Gold is writing about this. They understand that there's this quiet period right now. This is the time, you guys, get everything you have at least backed by gold. It won't cost you anything, which is amazing. You can take advantage of this, at least get the information, your IRAs, your retirement. Are they shored up? Are they backed by anything important, by any gold? And make sure you buy gold and silver from Birch Gold. These are the people I trust, okay? And I love them. You guys out there that have done this are saying such fantastic things about Birch Gold. I knew you would. And of course, Ron Paul, Steve Bannon, Ben Shapiro, these are all the people that use Birch Gold for a reason. They have a stellar reputation. Please text 989898. That's the phone number, 989898, those six digits. Text my name, Kate, as the message on your phone. And when you do that, you'll get some free information to look at. Please do this, okay? Just get the free information. Information is free, and you know, you can't go wrong with information, and at least you'll have some answers on if this is something you should do too. Thanks, you guys. Birch Gold is amazing.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Kate Daly Show. I've got Uncle Milty here. Always fun on a Thursday. I'm speaking up in Salt Lake tomorrow and the next day. And really appreciate you tuning in. I know you care. I do. And if this is the most amazing audience. And I'm so grateful for you guys, because it gives me hope that there's a section of people that get it, that understand what we're up against here, and that aren't buying into, you know, like I talked yesterday with Melissa, the different levels of awake. Because somebody goes, well, I'm awake. But what does that mean, you know? What does it actually mean to be awake? Because how awake are you? I mean, are you really awake? That's the difference.
If you're not acting mm-hmm. out yeah. on your thoughts, you're not awake.
Yeah, yeah. And if you think the right or the left is going to save you, you're not awake.
No.
You're not even close. Not even in the ballpark of awake. But there's a lot of people out there. And you know what? I thought I was awake. In my 40s, I thought I was awake because I thought I knew what I knew, and you don't really get challenged a lot, and you watch Fox News and you think, oh, you know, you've got it. No, you don't. You don't get it. You know, the news today was all about the jurors in the Trump case. And we were kind of chuckling just a little bit because have you noticed that every day you get every single detail of the cases? Four different cases so they can flood the headlines every day for over a year. Every day there's something about these cases. Do you think there might be a reason for that?
Huh?
Anyway, levels of awake. Okay, we're just going to go with levels of awake. It's amazing. Do you think it's amazing, too, that, and I'll just bring this up really quick, but the 1918 Spanish flu and the COVID blowvid was during flu season? Not in the summer. The biological attack from China. If you still think that, you're not awake. Do you think it's coincidental that they did it during the heart of flu season so that they could confuse you into thinking that it was something it wasn't? Even Ebola, heart of the season. Just saying. How awake are you?
There are some things that are just so obvious.
Mm-hmm.
My wife and I were talking last night. You know, there are two attorneys that have mm-hmm. been picked for the jury mm-hmm. for the Trump trial. In 25 years working for the state district courts, my wife never saw an attorney actually serve jury duty because they don't.
I know. No, you're right. I know. I just.
And this jury has two of them.
You know, at some point we're going to have to wrap our brains around this.
Yes.
And get people to understand. And you've got to be bold to do it. And people don't want to hear it because they say it takes away hope. It does not take away hope. It strengthens where real hope should go. RFK's family. Sorry. RFK Jr.'s family isn't going to endorse King Fraud-a-Lot, Mr. Ice Cream Dementia, in a show of force against RFK Jr. Now, RFK Jr. is very liberal, and he's all about climate change. And he did wake up on the shots, but he's all climate change, everyday climate change. And he picked the worst, most New World Ordery person he could for his VP. But do you think it's kind of funny that the family is going to endorse King Fraud-a-Lot to show a force against him? Okay. And then in Arizona, okay, which should have been a very typical conservative state, Arizona House again blocked repeal of the 1964. They keep calling it that for you, so that you are brought back to the dark ages of 1964 when they didn't want to murder babies in the womb. Senate leaves the door open. And in a razor thin margin, even in a conservative state. What? Yeah. How is it razor thin?
Well, that's a popular term.
Yeah.
Razor thin.
Yeah. So 30 in the House. So 30 are saying, I want to murder a baby and pull it limb by limb apart while it's alive. Okay. How awake are we? That's a mystery. I'll talk about this more at another point, but I was kind of chuckling, and I have to tell you why. I was chuckling because I found a piece of interesting interest. Okay. The Russia graphic, this was from 1993. Okay. 1993. And it was this. If Russia falls into anarchy or lurches back to despotism, the price we could pay would be frightening, U.S. Secretary of State Warren Christopher said, warning in a speech Monday to the Chicago Council on Foreign Relations. Although Russia's long-range warheads are targeted on the United States, because it's been there a long time, and Western Europe, nuclear experts do not believe there would be an increased risk of a direct attack on the West yet. But it's coming.
That's a long-winded way of saying we like Putin.
And then it also says that Russia will become embroiled in a conflict with Ukraine or two other Soviet republics that still have nuclear weapons. 93. We've been told these things a long time.
Yeah.
Everything in the news. I went back on Iran, too, and it was so interesting how many times Iran has nukes that are loaded, or not nukes. Iran is threatening Israel and going to demolish them. Clear back. I'll have to show proof in show notes or something. It's amazing, the headlines. Just how awake are we?
You know, here's some real interesting news.
What's up?
Argentina, Javier Milei, submitted a request to join NATO. Now, Argentina's a long ways from the North Atlantic, but he wants to be part of the NATO.
Oh, my. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. You have about a minute. Go for it.
Hey, just some rays of hope, even though it's really, really crazy. But there are people who are waking up, and the nice part is that evil is unmasking itself. I don't know if you and Uncle Milty watched or saw the clip of Bill Maher talking about how he really does believe that abortion is baby killing, and he's okay with it. His audience literally gasped because he said the quiet part out loud.
Yes.
Piers Morgan was on the show at the same time, and you could see as soon as Bill Maher said, and if you are pro...
Mm-hmm.
I do.
Wait.
And Piers Morgan's face.
Wait. Say that again. Say that again.
Totally.
Say that again.
Can you hear me? Oh,
no. Say that again. You cut out. And Piers Morgan said what?
Piers Morgan's face. He tried to counter and say, "Well, you just don't like kids." But Bill Maher said, "No, you agree with me if you're pro-abortion."
Yeah. Yeah, he did say the quiet part out loud. Melissa mentioned this and that yesterday. And then, I think it was yesterday or two, I can't remember, but we talked about this. And then he said, but we're good with that. We don't want kids. We don't want babies. But he did say the quiet part out loud. That is true. That is true. It is, you know what? It can only go. Truth is a great thing. And I'm so glad people are starting to speak the truth.
Well, they stopped the excuses. Oh, it's inconvenient. Oh, it'll ruin my life. Oh, it'll this. Oh, no,
I'm just
we
selfish.
Just want them dead.
Yeah, we just want them dead. I mean, we are okay with murder. How sick. How sick. How evil. Be right back. amazing. Otherwise, I wouldn't talk about them. Thanks a lot.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back. I want to share something with you. It's really quite funny, actually. Funny, haha, now that we can look back on it. But it actually is really quite telling at the same time. So I'm gonna give some research to you that I did, and it's just amazing. Before I do that, I just want to say something about donewithdebt.com. Donewithdebt.com. This is really cool, but a listener reached out, and I've been talking about Done With Debt because I really feel like this is going to be the collar around our neck as our debt. And if you can get on top of that and get rid of some of it, credit card debt, and if you can get the rates lowered, they'll do that for you. But they're really reputable, really good company. And so I highly recommend them. And this person said, you know, I followed your recommendation about Done With Debt. I just talked to a representative, and I believe they will be able to help me out. And I really got myself into a pickle during the whole COVID scam, and the economy hasn't helped either. I don't trust many people, but I trust you and your recommendations. Thanks again, Kate. And I said back to this gentleman, it was a private message. I said, you know, I'm so glad because they're awesome. You'll love them. Everyone has gotten into debt. You're not alone, you know. And he said, you know, yes, I was really hesitant in the world we live in, but they were very helpful in walking me through things. So thanks again, Kate. And I just share that with you because you're not alone. If you're in debt, please do something about it right now before it gets the best of you. And honestly, the inflation isn't going down. It's only going to go up. So if you're using credit cards like most of you are, okay, then this is the best way to deal with it. Done With Debt is very reputable. They're incredible. Give them a chance to just walk you through your situation and help you out. Okay. If you could be paying less money, wouldn't you want to? Donewithdebt.com. So can I share some research with you?
No.
Thank you.
Okay.
Really appreciate that. Okay. So this article came up in my stuff and it got me going, and I have some research to share with you. So the title of this was on history.com. And it was why the 1918 flu became America's forgotten pandemic. Once it was over, no one wanted to talk about it, is literally the byline. I kid you not. Once it was over, no one wanted to talk about it. That's a literal lie right there. They didn't talk about it because I'm going to prove to you why. They show a bunch of doctors in masks with a guard behind them who's unmasked. Okay, I'm sorry. Can't make this up. This is history.com. Okay. This is what they said. The influenza pandemic of 1918 and 1919 was profoundly traumatic event. So traumatic, I guess we couldn't talk about it after. It killed some 50 million people. Do you notice how they've now even upped the number to now 50 million? I went through the numbers before. In 1940, it was like 10 million. Then it went to 25 million in the 1970s. And then, Mike from Utah, what's his book? Levitt was Health and Human Services under 2004, 2006, I can't remember. And so it went up to 40, and then it was 40 to 50 million. Okay, now it's 50 million. And they said infected up to a third of the world's population. Did you know that?
A third?
Uh-huh. Unlike most flu strains, this was particularly deadly between 20 and 40 years old, okay? 50 million, keep that in mind. Now, I go back into my headlines and I say, right in the belly of the beast, 1918, you know, flu season, because that's when this stuff happens, right? Flu season, because they're mixing it with flu, so Spanish flu. So in November of 1918, the newspapers were laughing at this. They were laughing at it. They said a hospital doctor, this is on page 7, okay, not even front page. The hospital doctor writes in the Ontario Post that one of his patients has the flu. And then it says he was seen walking around wearily. When he was asked what was wrong, he said, "Ah, done had the Spanish flu." This is how it's written. "What so?" he was asked. "What is the Spanish flu like, Sam?" "The flu?" Sam said. "Don't you all know what de flu is?" why it's a disease that makes you sick, and 6 months after you get well. So they literally wrote this. They wrote this, okay? Now, on page, I'm going to tell you where this is from, page 7, November 8th, 1918, when supposedly everyone was dying and they don't want to talk about it because it was so traumatic. 50 million people is a lot of people at this time. Remember that. This was on page 7. It's all about the Spanish flu by Dr. S.J. Smith. If you have sore eyes or a heavy head, you should immediately go to bed. And may you're quite sure it's all the Spanish flu. If you have pains in the head and in the back, wrap your head in a tow sack. And may I say, sure this too, it's all the Spanish flu. If your old teeth rattle and shake, you'll send for a pill too and take and say, oh, how bitter. Woo, it's all about the Spanish flu. And if you have a stomach ache, you tell your wife for your sake, send the doctor quick. Sue, it's all about the Spanish flu. And if you have a number of ills and you haven't paid your bills and you ought to have a darned hard chill, it's all about the Spanish flu. It goes on and on. I'm not joking. This kind of stuff was written again and again. In fact, a newspaper, this one was Jefferson B, okay? And this was in October of 1918 when everyone was dying. Get the epidemic of Spanish flu out of the way and the season will be here for church suppers. They just really wanted to kind of get rid of it so they could, you know. And then also, all the individuals in one certain town were in the Jefferson B, were told that, you know, they were dying of this or that. But one guy had Spanish flu. And so they said, we suspect Percy Sanders of having the Spanish flu. He tries to act all right, but from the looks of his left eye, we rather think something is wrong. However, he says he isn't hungry. Did it sound like everyone's dying? Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's more, but I'm kind of giving you a glimpse into the newspapers of the time. I have newspapers in January 1919, same thing, because you have, you know, the fall going into winter, and then you have winter, and there's a lot in December like this. Were they all dying? Are we getting the right numbers? Are they lying through their teeth? Yeah, they're lying through their teeth. That's what's going on.
Yeah.
How awake are we?
Well, that's interesting.
Oh, wait, one more thing. One guy was saying how he said, they told us that we couldn't stand in cars. You had to sit. Like you couldn't stand in the truck bed because you're going to get the Spanish flu. And he was questioning why that is. He said, I thought it was airborne. So what? Why do we have to sit in the car? I don't get that. And then also you have to park your car and walk. That was the other thing. And then also chiropractors aren't dead and they're treating these patients. And why is that? If it's contagious, they were really questioning it. Go ahead.
You know, it's amazing how they twist things. The bird flu is a big deal right now.
Uh-huh.
But since 2003, it's only killed 463 people in 21 years. But they did inform us that it's killed tens of millions of birds. So as long as you're not a bird, you're relatively safe.
How awake are we? Okay. I just always want to remember this. The bird flu. It's coming to get you. You know what they're going to do, though? They're going to kill chickens. They're going to kill our food supply in the name of bird flu. That's what's coming next.
Yep.
That's why they're talking about it.
Yep.
All right. So I play the wrong music. So here we go. And be faithful, be fearless. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you. I appreciate you guys more than you know. KateDalyRadio.com. Thanks, Uncle Milty.
Mm-hmm.